In the Second Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 7th verse, where it talks about this thorn in Paul's flesh, I'd like to know if that's a sickness or something. I don't know what that is.
Well, Mrs. Ratliff, most Bible scholars believe, that, and I agree with them, that Paul had a problem with his vision.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of reasons in the New Testament for that. First of all, you remember when he was converted, he went blind.
Oh, yeah.
In Acts chapter 9, it says scales fell from his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he could see, but it never says he saw perfectly. Because you read, he had other people write his letters for him, even though Paul was a very brilliant, spoke many languages. He was very well educated. But he signed the letters himself.
Mm-hmm.
One letter he signed, he says, notice what big letters I'm signing. And that doesn't mean long letters. It means big characters, because he couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
When Paul was being tried by the Sanhedrin, he reviled the high priest, and then the guard said, don't you know who you're talking to? That's the high priest. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't know who it was.
Uh-huh.
And so there's so many little things. Paul said in one of his letters, he said, I would have plucked out my eyes and given them to you. Or I know you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me.
Uh-huh.
They knew he had a problem with his eyes. So we believe the thorn in Paul's side was his vision.
Oh.
In the same way, when Jacob wrestled with the angel when he was converted, he limped the rest of his life after that experience.
Mm-hmm.
When Paul was converted, he temporarily went blind, but he still had seeing problems the rest of his life.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.